cookie from the cookie jar.
A minute ago, I saw a hook head in a jar.
Oh, wow, it's a hook, man. Terrific. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Well, this marks 2:07 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, here in Greater Montreal on CKUT. And this is Logic Johnson coming to you with yet another episode of
this. Just smell something.
All right. First of all, let's get the business up out of the way. What did we just finish hearing? First of all, I want to remind everybody that the Lakers have lost the last game that they could afford to lose and have been completely eliminated from playoff contention, and Logic Johnson is a very happy man. Okay, business. All right. We had Willie Smith. I got a brand. No. Willie Smith with I Got a New Thing. That's it. Zeke and the Soul Setters with Take It and Get. The Village Crusaders with Aki Wawa. Brother Soul with Cookies. Jimmy Brinson with I Don't Want to Hear It Now, such as all the excuses that the Lakers will be making over the summer for their dismal failure. And we had Joe Wallace with Sound Success, which of course is the polar opposite of what the Lakers had this year. More stuff.
Ow! Look at it! It's Groovin' Time! We're gonna really blow your mind! Look at it! I want everybody to get out of your seats! And get on your feet! Alright! Want you to dance! Oh yeah! To this funky wow wow! You wanna move, oh yeah. Just as long as you dance to this funky wow wow groove. Look at it. When I say hit it, I want you to hit it. When I say get it, all right. I want you to.
You said that you tormented, baby. Just know that you're not around. I'm tormented.
Folks, hey, how are you? Okay, it is 2:24 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. I want to make sure you all are aware of that. For those of you that had plans for 2:25, I advise you to drop everything and hop to it. You got maybe 20-something seconds. For the rest of you, thanks for being here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Logic Johnson, coming to you with yet another episode of Listen, Just Smell Something. Of course, in the spirit of the week here, of course, I've got a super special all about the Lakers, and I made you all a promise, I think it was last week or possibly the week before, in explaining myself that the Lakers seem to be a constant topic here on the show in previous weeks, and the bashing thereof, of course, wholesale, I might add. I explained that, well, it's hard to not talk about LeBron James and the Lakers because if you follow basketball, that's all that you can possibly see. Like, even though you try to follow all the other teams, there's just this cloud, right? This media kind of bubble of funk that floats around that you can't avoid, that's going to be, hey, did you hear about LeBron? Did you hear about the Lakers? Did you? And so, I told you all, as long as they are in my face, they probably are going to be a topic of conversation on the show. However, very joyfully so these days, because rooting against them is a very fun experience indeed this year. I've got to tell you. But I also made you all a solemn promise that if the Lakers go away from my face. As a basketball fan, they will go away from your ears as a listener of the show. And I meant that. So if they are truly gone for the playoffs, I may talk basketball. I keeps it lighthearted. I have a very heavy day job, you know, when it comes to the heavy realities of life I deal with on a daily basis. I don't generally go very heavy on the show. I keeps it very light. Might talk some basketball, but hopefully I can avoid talking about the Lakers and LeBron. One last thing about LeBron. Since the Lakers were mathematically eliminated from making the playoffs, coincidentally just drops a comment out there that, you know who I'd like to play with? Steph Curry. Just coincidentally was asked that question by someone on his show a day after they were eliminated from contention. Also, folks, I'd like to name the songs you just heard here, but I'm going to owe you a rain check on that one because I've got some difficult technicalities here to deal with that are precluding the naming of the last bunch of songs. It's terrible. I know there was some, you know, some Marvin Holmes in there, some East Wind, but I smashed it all up. So here's more stuff instead. I'll make sure to track it properly this time. We'll be right back.
what's that you drink?
Nabby juice.
What kind of juice?
I told you nabby juice.
Man, where you coming from? I ain't never heard no nabby juice.
Man, this is the baddest stuff in the world. Why don't you get yourself a cup, bro?
Nah, man, I think you jive.
Thank you. I've been trying, trying everything I know to do. Was about to give you up, and now you're coming through. I'm so glad to be a winner. I'm so glad to be a winner. In my eyes, you're the number one prize. You got sweetness, you got quality. Everything you got was tailor-made for me. In my eyes, you're the number one prize. In my eyes, you're the number one prize. Ooh, yeah. All you can, 'cause I can understand. In my eyes,
Terrific. All right, folks. You are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal, and as you can see, this is serious. So you're going to have to start by visiting us at www.ckut.ca. Make it a point to do so in the next little couple of minutes, because you'll want to check out what's there. Also, note that it is 2:43 in the morn. That officially kicks off your Friday. Of course, we all know that Friday does not begin until 2:43 in the morning. And my coffee's lukewarm. Okay, I'm all over the place here, folks, but I'll tell you one thing. I have dutifully kept track of the noting of the tracks here. I really fell on my face on the last block of songs. Like I said, I know there was some Bobby Barnes with Times Are Bad. I know I threw that in there on purpose. But then there was a certain organizational inadvertent shuffling of datums here that I just can't reconcile, and I'm just going to have to roll with it. So I was unable to name those songs, but I can name these ones that you just heard. We had The Thrillers with Do the Train. We had The Apples and Three Oranges with Free and Easy. We had East Wind with Nabbit Juice Part 1. And I can tell you that somehow Nabbit Juice Part 2 made it to that earlier block somehow. Don't ask. It's boring. It's messy. And let's move on. We had Guy Morris with Cooling. And then Bare Facts with Number One Prize. That's two X's. You heard me right. That being said, there was one more track. We had Apollos with What It Is. Okay. Well, I feel better now. That was close. So we're going to keep it skating right here on CKUT 90.3. Please tip your waitress. And what can I tell you, folks? You know, just thanks for being here. Really warms the heart. Can't see, but I can feel you. Okay.
Doing sly and brown sex machine, keep it bold, broad and clean, push the button on your Mr. Machine. Yay, come on, warm me up. Come in my cake, man. Hey, come under my arms, too.
I want you to get up on the scene, get on up and do the Mr. Machine. I want to work it out, I want to work it out. I want to work it all about. Get on up, get on the scene. Get it together.
Of the jungle. Nobody else, no, 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 no. Do you set me, yeah, nobody.